Des Moines' favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Back to the show on Star 102.5.
Sometimes it's best if you don't travel with certain people in your life. It's a good way to keep them in your life.
Mm-hmm. You two have a good time on your trip.
I didn't say we were going on one.
I know.
I said that I thought her and I could get along reasonably well, but you would throw us off.
I want to do everything.
Yeah,
I want to get up early. I want to explore whatever city we're in.
You're one of those people that won't relax on vacation.
Right, why do we have to get up so early?
Because because they already have a nice breakfast place picked out for us.
Can't we do it at like?
No. See, nine? I go into vacations knowing like the 5 or 6 restaurants I want to go to.
Oh gosh.
Like you're 10, one of those people who looks at menus ahead of time.
I sure do.
I understand that if you have like a food allergy, but otherwise just be surprised.
Good.
That's the fun of
go
a new
with the
restaurant.
Flow a little.
Right.
No,
I am. No, you're not.
I'm
prepping. This is good. Walk in, I waste no time.
It's a lot of work.
Just to look at the same wings over and over and over again. It's not like he's Mr. Food.
Mm-hmm. Fine,
right.
But I need.
Eats burritos, wings.
Yes. See, you said I need dietary restrictions. Those are part of my dietary restrictions.
280-1025. Never.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it'd be fun. You guys would be worn out by 11 o'clock or noon, and there's no time for a nap.
I'd have a new hotel room.
Remember, it's the apocalypse. There was only one left.
Okay, I take death.
Zombies, where are you?
You left me with no choice.
Ken's outside banging pots and pans. I'm over here!
Exactly. 280-1025. All right, Dawn, you can't travel with your dad?
No, I cannot travel with my dad, at least not by car.
Why? What happened?
Well, we drove 16 hours to Tucumcari, New Mexico for my niece's graduation. And as the father, who was 74 at the time, he thought he had to drive part of the way. So he missed most of the exit turn off to go to the restroom. So finally, I just had to make him pull over so I could go potty. Not a good idea. I'm surprised we didn't get in trouble for indecent exposure.
Okay, so it was on the side of the road. Okay, fantastic. Oh, man.
Well, what else are you supposed to do when the next turn off not for 90 miles?
Okay,
He wants to pay, but then when it's time to pay, he's like, oh, the bill, this is so expensive. So I ended up having water the rest of the way because I didn't want to have him pay $2 for a soda, God forbid. So I decided on the way home I was going to drive, and we get in the middle of Kansas City, Missouri, and there's all this traffic, and so we're like bumper to bumper, and he's like, look out, look out. I'm like, I know how to drive, Dad. And 10 minutes later, look out, look out. So I had like an hour and a half of bumper-to-bumper traffic with my dad trying to tell me how to drive. I knew how to turn off the exit.
Yeah, okay,
that's
I get it.
Fun.
I wouldn't either. You sold me on the way down. Okay. Thanks, Dawn.
So the next time we travel, it's going to be by plane.
By plane, mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Thank you. Have a good day. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Julie, you have a friend you can't travel with.
Yes, she was. Three of us went to Europe, and I'd never traveled with either one of them before, and we had a good time. But she knew I didn't like to fly, and before every flight, we had like 11 flights through the whole trip. She would tell airplane crash trivia. And to top it off, we got back 2 weeks before 9/11.
Yeah.
And she called back and apologized.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I knew a guy who knew a guy that after, Challenger, space shuttle.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Used to like to get on planes, and as they were taking off, he would say, Challenger, go with throttle up, because that was the last thing you heard on that recording. And he thought that was hilarious until somebody ripped into him one day.
Right.
Yes, like, that's not funny.
No.
You know, it's also, it's not only disrespectful, but it's... you know, you're screwing with people who don't like to fly right now.
Right. Yes.
Funny. Thanks, Julie. You take care.
Des Moines Hometown Show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.